a beautiful terrace, bounded by thin columns, consists of four decorated arches and the central one, the highest with a window, necessary for lighting the cathedral. The large lunettes above the monofora windows are decorated with 17th-century mosaics. The spires with statues give gracefulness to the building. In front of the central arch on the enclosed balcony, we can see a quadriga, four bronze horses, which were supposed to have been placed in front of a cart. They were brought to Venice from Constantinople in 1204 as trophies of the Fourth Crusade. This magnificent group, the original of which is kept in the Museum of the Cathedral, decorated the Hippodrome of the capital of the Eastern Empire and was used by Napoleon as a prototype for the quadriga of the Arc de Triomphe in Paris. In the bottom row, as we have mentioned before, there is the antechurch, a space for penitents. The portals are designed as a series of concentric arches, supported by spolia columns brought on Venetian ships from trips to the east. The rows of columns make an impression of pointing to the inside of the building and inviting visitors and pilgrims to enter the holy place. The central portal, more impressive than the others, is decorated with bas-reliefs, which represent one of the most famous cycles of the Romanesque sculpture in Italy. The archivolt is decorated with compositions of allegorical images of crafts, months, moral virtues, and blessings. Between the portals, on the facade, there are plates with reliefs dedicated, inter alia, to pagan subjects, for example, the labors of Hercules that received allegorical interpretation. At the top, in the lunette, the mosaics of the 19th century depict the Last Judgment. Other portals are dedicated, from left to right, to St. Alippi, St. Peter, and St. Clement. The last one on the right was turned into a window of the chapel, named after Cardinal Giovanni Battista Zen in the 15th century. Among the rich decorations, we would like to draw attention to the portal of St. Alpi. In its vault, there is the only original mosaic of the facade, a work of the 18th century, which tells the story of the transfer of the relics of St. Mark to the cathedral. South-facing facade. The south-facing facade repeats, in its forms, the main facade of the cathedral. It should be noted that, from the two entrances of the lower row, only the second one remained open and it has a direct access to the baptistry. The first one was closed at the beginning of the 16th century. In the top row, the arches are closed by pentafora and quadrifora. The red porphyry sculpture is of particular interest. It is known as the Portrait of the Four Tetrarchs and is located in the corner from the Doge's Palace. The sculptural group, brought from Constantinople after 1204 and dating back to the 3rd to 4th centuries, represents four Roman emperors who are hugging each other in groups of two. According to folk tradition, however, there are four Moors who were turned into stone after trying to rob the treasury of San Marco. On the left, we can see two quadrangular pillars of fine workmanship decorated with tassels and monograms. Previously, people thought that they had been brought there from the Middle East, from Acre, in 1256. However, it has been proven that originally they belonged to the Church of Polyectus of Constantinople and were brought to Venice after 1204. The marble slabs that cover the rest of the facade are magnificent. North-facing facade. The north-facing facade, restored in the 19th century, has been partially left without the original decor. From an architectural point of view, it looks the same as the other facades. The arches are decorated with reused fragments and images of the 12 apostles and Alexander the Great ascending to heaven. Only in the fourth arch, on the right, there is a secondary entrance to the cathedral, the so-called flower doors. In the top row, in the turrets, we can admire the statues of St. Gregory, Ambrose, Augustine, and Jerome. And in the vault of the large arch, there are the symbols of charity, faith, prudence, and chastity. Bell tower. On the square on the right, there is a magnificent bell tower, which was renovated several times and partially restored, acquiring its present appearance in the beginning of the 16th century. In 1902, it collapsed, and the city council decided to restore it as it used to be where it used to be. It took a little less than 10 years to complete the work. During construction, materials and technologies were used that lightened the structure by nearly 2,000 tons. It should be noted that the bell tower is decorated with a gilded weather vane in the form of an angel. Loggetta del San Savino.